Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, counting down to the holidays. And today on the program, I have something called a Voices from the Plains essay written by Todd Epp, a journalist in South Dakota. He edits the Northern Plains News. And I ran across this the other day, so I asked Todd if we could use it. He graciously said we could. And it's about the penny. So I'm going to feature that for you today. First, an invite from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board to visit us right here in Valentine, Nebraska area. Planning next summer's vacation? Well, check it out at visitvalentine.com. And need something to do this winter? Get away for Valentine's Day? Well, we got lots of motel rooms, and it's the 25th anniversary of the Bull Bash, lining the bulls up on Main Street for all you stockmen. Lots of other things with that as well. February 14th. Visitvalentine.com to find out more.
Don't forget, that's a great Christmas gift, too. We can eagerly anticipate it. So that's always a lot of fun. Ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Covering all corners of agriculture, from grain to gears, it's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
This is a Voices from the Plains essay. When I came up 2 cents short on a $50 gift card at Chili's last week, the server, my friend, and I all laughed. Somewhere, my father would have reached into his pocket and fished out the missing change. He could have. He's been saving pennies for more than 60 years. Bags and coffee cans full of them. Some wheat, some copper, some plain old zinc. They sat in his basement like ballast, heavy and inert, the weight of a lifetime of thrift. Now they sit in his room in Harrisburg. The week that Faith officially went out of circulation, Radio Iowa reported that U.S. Treasury struck its final penny in Philadelphia after more than 230 years of minting. The Trump administration ended production because it cost nearly 4 cents to make each 1 cent coin. Collectors estimate 250 to 300 billion pennies are still rattling around in jars and drawers, but they're on their way to extinction. It's easy to shrug. Who misses a coin that clutters countertops and falls between couch cushions? Yet, there's something quietly sad about losing the smallest unit of value in a country that once prided itself on thrift and fairness. The penny wasn't just a coin. It was a tangible measure of care. Kids pressed them into their palms for bubblegum and baseball cards. Clerks handed them back to make a total exact. And churches passed them in plates. A penny meant someone had counted closely enough to make things even. Now, we round up or down to the nearest nickel or let an algorithm settle it. At a Panda Express in Fargo, my wife noticed a sign discouraging cash altogether. "Please use card," it said, as if coins were a nuisance. Of course, the numbers make sense. The Mint lost $85 million last year producing pennies that no one wants. Cash is messy, slow, untraceable. Still, the loss feels symbolic. Another small, rough-edged thing worn smooth by convenience. My father's pennies are more than currency. They're a kind of moral ledger, proof that small things matter and patience accumulates, that worth isn't always obvious at first glance. Each one bears Lincoln's tired face, pressed into metal that now costs too much to make. When those bags finally go to the recycler, he'll get paid by the pound. The value won't come from what's stamped on the front, but from the base metal inside. That, too, feels like a parable of our time. In my Ode to the Penny, I wrote, "Down in his basement, the bag set like ballast, worth more as metal than as faith." That's where we are now, living in the rounded-up century, laughing at the missing cents, forgetting the weight of what they once stood for. The penny's death won't change the economy, but maybe it should make us pause before we discard the next small thing. Time, attention, honesty, grace, because it no longer seems worth much. A penny saved may no longer be a penny earned, but it was once a promise that even the smallest things counted. Again, that's from Todd Epp with Northern Plains News and his Voices from the Plains column. Thank you, Todd, for letting us share that.
It really is weird to think that they're not making pennies anymore. Such a shift, such a paradigm shift. Thanks. That's an interesting article. Sending out Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Chevy Realty out of Winter, South Dakota. Remember, experience is everything. So if you're looking to buy or sell, check out Chevy Realty with a Happy New Year greeting to you.
And don't you have a message also from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame that we can tell people to wish a Merry Christmas as well?
I do indeed. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
And that's the good stuff.